Every day, we encounter numerous comments on social media platforms. These platforms have empowered individuals to express their opinions freely, irrespective of their intellectual or academic standing, and regardless of their social status. Thus, opinions are now accessible to all, making Lebanese citizens equal in their right to express themselves, regardless of the situation. The core issue is not about the sanctity of freedom, which remains inviolable in all circumstances, but rather how some Lebanese perceive freedom as a justification to pass judgment on others. Recent comments on social media seem rehearsed, primarily targeting Lebanese who choose to celebrate, stay out late, and participate in festivals across all regions of Lebanon, and those who frequent bars and nightclubs, seeking joy and happiness amidst challenging times. Critics argue that staying out late during the harsh realities of war in the South is inhumane, while others contend that such behavior during economic hardships is a disservice to the poor. We challenge each of these viewpoints to arrive at a reasoned conclusion about this phenomenon. Firstly, suggesting that the war in the South necessitates all Lebanese to abstain from celebrations and late-night activities overlooks the fact that Lebanon has not officially declared a state of mourning. Furthermore, Lebanon did not initiate this conflict either. It was unilaterally instigated by an armed faction without the consent or endorsement of the state or its people. Therefore, why should Lebanese people be expected to bear the burden of refraining from living their lives fully, especially as expatriates return for the summer season? Secondly, and most dangerously, equating Lebanon's poverty as a reason to eschew celebration and late-night socializing perpetuates deep-seated inequalities. It unfairly places blame on the affluent, disregarding the fact that those who choose to stay out late, do so spending their resources, money, effort, and time, legally earned. Moreover, these activities significantly contribute to Lebanon's economy. The service sector, which includes restaurants, festivals, and events, constitutes the majority of Lebanese society and provides income to Lebanese workers. By supporting these establishments, people help sustain the economy by generating income, especially crucial in these challenging times. In light of these considerations, is the solution to impoverish all those employed in these sectors simply because some view late-night activities as morally objectionable? Absolutely not. Furthermore, should we confine ourselves to our homes because of economic mismanagement and ineffective governmental policies, or should we focus on revitalizing the economy? Anyone advocating for such measures either unwittingly exacerbates the impoverishment of Lebanese citizens or actively undermines Lebanon's potential for tourism and economic recovery. This rhetoric is as detrimental as the external threats facing Lebanon, which aim to isolate it internationally. Let us not fall into this narrative. Instead, let each individual decide how they spend their own money. Imposing judgments on others does not uphold freedom, it restricts it.